Today's news is a circus. Luckily, you've got Steve as your ringmaster. Here's Steve.
All right. Friday 18 after. So good to have you here. And Friday means it's time for Doolin. No fooling. Steve Doolin on the line. There he is, the professor, licensed attorney, all-around good guy, and new dad who's probably completely sleep-deprived. Hello, Doolin.
Hello, Gruber. Yes, I am enjoying Colombia's second most popular export.
Is it second or is it third?
Yeah, it might be third. Yeah. Good point.
These days. How's that fatherhood thing treating you?
Great.
Great.
As near as I can tell with no sleep.
Wait a second. Is your wife listening to you? No, she's passed out tired too. I get it. Yeah, I get it. I've been there.
You've been there.
I've been there. At any rate, so I was driving through Lansing yesterday by the Capitol. I saw a bunch of people out there chanting and I couldn't figure out what the heck they were yelling about. But they gather at the, you know, and I want to take one quick second here because I want to shout out to a couple of folks. Kozacek's downtown in Lansing, Michigan here, guys. It's been there for like 100 years. It's a men's clothing store. And I had a problem yesterday because I'm going to this White House correspondence deal on Saturday tomorrow in D.C., and I had to make a change. And I'm going to just tell you, Mark Benjamin and David Kozacek are two outstanding individuals who, you know, helped me in a pinch and got me so that I won't look like a homeless guy when I arrived. So I just want to say, customer service is lost out there, Doolin, and people need to be told they're doing a great job, and those two are. There you go.
Oh, I agree completely.
Yeah, there you go. And you're doing a great job too, Doolin. Look at yourself. You had a mirror. You're doing great.
Thanks, Gruber. So are you.
But you sent me this story, and it reminded me of what I saw yesterday, all those people standing around at the Capitol. I wonder, you know, do they think they're really moving the needle by standing around yelling and chanting and holding signs? And maybe they are, maybe they're not. But there's a group that was on the steps of the state Capitol recently pushing for a change in state gun laws. And this is coming out of local activists. It's also coming from people like Eric Swalwell and Kamala Harris. The push for more gun control is all around us again, isn't it?
It is, and it's starting to look a lot like the last refuge of people who are out of ideas, because truthfully, gun control is a failed policy of the past. The data is very clear, and you know, as you're aware, I teach a course on this at Western Michigan University Cooley Law School, and my students and I have been researching this every term for 15 years. So we've had 40-something, about 45 groups of law students that I've worked with researching gun control, writing papers, presenting papers. And the data is very clear that gun control either has no effect or it actually helps criminals do more crimes.
Now, how do you arrive at that conclusion?
Well, what you do is you gather all the data before and after gun control, because there's enough historical data about that for specific jurisdictions. You compare jurisdictions to one another within the U.S. You compare countries to one another across the globe. And what you find is, you know, as my friend John Lott loves to say, more guns, less crime is the general rule.
So let me ask you something, because you're dealing with, you know, college kids who have a preconceived notion, I would guess, oftentimes about guns are bad, you know. And how do they take it if you've got liberal-leaning, you know, students that want to be lawyers and believe that gun control is the best answer and so on, and they see the actual data? Do you see a moment of realization on their faces? Do you see some people see the light and actually understand that they've been wrong about what they think?
It does happen. It absolutely does happen. And, you know, Zuckerberg for Facebook. As much as we like to rip on him, it's a great tool for keeping in touch with former students over the years. As my students go through the process and they become attorneys and they go into practice all around the country,
sure.
I get them sending me pictures from the range or at the gun shop and saying, you know what, when I took your class, I was led to believe that gun control would help increase safety. And now that I'm in the real world, I know better. And guess what, Professor Doolin? Here's a picture of my new gun.
Yeah. So you are, gosh darn it, you are changing minds. Gosh, there you are. They're like, it's like soft clay in your hands.
Well, at least those that are at all open, which is more and more rare each year.
Well, I mean, do you find people that no matter what facts are presented to them, they refuse to accept the truth?
I do. They're out there, and sometimes they come up with a way to. It requires more effort, more mental gymnastics, but they come up with some way to justify their positions. But it's always very narrow when they do, and it's always excluding other relevant data, is what I found.
Right, they block out.
So I tell my students, my conceit is, if you keep an open mind and actually look at the facts, you'll end this course agreeing with me. However, I won't penalize you on your grade if you don't agree with me, as long as you do a good job.
Well, right, but if you keep an open mind, you will agree with me. So what do you think the agreement rate is at the end of the course? Is it 10%, half? What do you think?
Well, there's a little bit of self-selection involved since the course I teach is an upper-term elective. It's not a required course. So,
gotcha.
I think some of the more closed minds just avoid the course entirely because they don't want to deal with me for the term, and my position's well known.
I can't I can't discount that point of view. I mean, you know, of course they want to avoid you. First, you're surly. You haven't slept. You got a newborn at home. You got diapers to change. Who wants to take the grumpy professor who never sleeps? I'm just kidding, of course. At any rate, well, you know, it's good work. And I wonder, though, I mean, you see people like Swalwell talking about gun confiscation should have gun laws like New Zealand and Australia. I think that's probably going to be more like the new norm than an aberration, that's for sure. I'll give you the last word, though, Dylan.
Well, Swalwell's a great example. Nobody knew who he was until he started talking about using nuclear weapons against gun owners. And his tactic is working. His ploy is working. We are talking about him right now.
Well,
he took that position.
We're talking about him, but he will never get more than 1% support. That's a takeaway fact for sure. Anyhow, greatly appreciate you being here, Dylan. I know you're tired and you're doing your best, and I appreciate it. God bless America.
Always a pleasure. Agreed. God bless America.
There you go. Steve Dillon's here every Friday, and soon you'll be able to see him in person because soon we'll be live streaming video from this very room. From the front lines of freedom, we'll be doing it right here. Yeah, this fortress is going to be on video every day. You can peer in. Voyeurism at its best. 25 athletes, the Steve Rivers Show.